This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. In a few minutes, pricing, traffic, gridlock out of existence.
But first, we begin a series today on the advisors to the presidential candidates. There's news that Mark Penn, Senator Clinton's chief strategist, is stepping down, which means she'll be relying even more on Jean Sperling. Sperling was an economic advisor during Bill Clinton's administration. With more on this advisor, Anthony Brooks reports.
Jean Sperling is, well, running late. But that's not unusual. Here's the way Bill Curry describes Jean Sperling. Curry worked as a domestic policy advisor in the Clinton White House, where Sperling was the economic policy director.
Well, first of all, Jean Sperling made every other workaholic in Washington look like a big lazy bones. The guy literally did 24-hour days.
When Sperling finally shows up, he looks like he's been working 24-hour days. His suit and white shirt are rumpled, his hair tousled, and his eyes have dark circles beneath them. And right away, he gets into the challenge of juggling his job and family.
My wife's joke is always that the presidential campaign is my fifth full-time job.
Besides advising Hillary Clinton, Sperling has a job at the Council on Foreign Relations, and he's helped start three different organizations to promote children's education in the Third World. He even consulted for the TV series The West Wing and ended up marrying one of the program's writers.
When you're doing three or four different things and you're trying to do them with commitment and passion, sooner or later, the minister of education from Rwanda is coming in on the same day that Hillary Clinton is preparing a major economic policy speech and you're, you know, supposed to be at a parent-teacher conference. You know, I'm truly exhausted sometimes.
Sperling trained as a lawyer. He does not have a PhD in economics. But he says he became passionate about economic policy following the Democrats' 1980 presidential defeat.
I felt that the policy debate was being very fragmented between people who believed in free markets and entrepreneurship. And then you'd hear people talking about we need more money for Head Start, for early childhood, for giving poor people a chance. And I think I started feeling a passion, which is that you can be both pro-growth and progressive.
Among the prominent Democrats that Sperling has advised are Mario Cuomo and Michael Dukakis when he ran for president in 1988. Dukakis has not yet endorsed a Democratic candidate this year, but he says he's a big fan of Jean Sperling.
When you're campaigning for the presidency, and I'm probably the last guy in the world to tell people how to win the presidency, you want somebody who's hands-on, who's pragmatic, who understands what ordinary working Americans are going through. And Jean has a gut feel for that.
Jean Sperling is really, in a sense, the ideal Clintonian advisor. And the problem with that is that it doesn't make for the most bold policymaking.
That's Bill Curry again, the former Clinton policy advisor. Curry admires Sperling in many ways, but he says if he has a weakness, it's the one that plagues the Clintons. Curry says too often they let politics trump policy. As an example, he cites Hillary Clinton's response to the subprime mortgage crisis, which includes a call for a blue ribbon panel of Wall Street experts.
Two-thirds of which is Paul Volcker and Alan Greenspan, the more recent Fed chair, who most Democrats regard as the architect of the disaster. This is in order to make an impression that Clinton is a centrist. As a political strategy, it probably works really well. As economic policy, it would make absolutely no sense whatsoever.
Sperling defends Clinton's proposal and says she was trying to show how President Bush could respond to the financial crisis immediately.
She wanted to say to President Bush, you don't need to wait. You could pick a few preeminent people in a way that would be seen as fair, nonpartisan, nonpolitical, and that we could be hammering out these issues now.
But Sperling is less committed to certain policies he was promoting just a few years back. As Senator Clinton fought for crucial votes in states like Ohio, she spoke out against NAFTA, the free trade agreement that her husband and Sperling worked hard to pass. But Sperling now says there are legitimate concerns about free trade.
The number one economic issue is whether the trends in globalization and technology is seen as working to strengthen or hollow out the middle class. And I think that you're seeing a lot of anxiety about that.
Sperling says the U.S. has no choice but to engage with a global economy. But he says the challenge is to ensure the middle class doesn't get left behind. There was a lot more to say about this, of course.
Why shouldn't there be an economic philosophy, a practical...
But Sperling was running late for a TV appearance.
Hold it. I thought we were on at 6:30 to 6:45.
And he had to run. For NPR News, I'm Anthony Brooks.
Tomorrow we'll meet Austin Goolsbee, the economic advisor for presidential hopeful Barack Obama.